Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey, and today we have our version 4.3 content update, so let's get into that and go over what we have. It's not a lot, so it should be pretty quick. They say version 4.3 content update, leap to greatness, catch some air, boost your carts, launch off walls, or leap to great heights with Battle Royale's latest edition, the Bouncer Trap. Save the world. Get shiny new heroes as Diecast, Jonesy, and Chromium Ramirez make their debut. Unlock these new additions in the event store. The Bouncer Trap Battle Royale. The sky is the limit. Hop on the new Bouncer Trap and send friend or foe soaring. Let's see here. Let's go over this real quick because it's short. Chrome Commandos Save the World. Shiny Diecast Jonesy and Chromium Ramirez are now available in the Save the World event store. They're like these, you know, these skins in Save the World. They got like army outfits on and they got like, they look like robots. They have metal skin. Kind of they look like, what was that from the X-Men? The Colossus. Let's see here. For known issues, of course, there's a link to go to the community issues Trello board for Fortnite. So let's get into this. Really short. Battle Royale. Weapons and items. That's all we have. We get the Bouncer Trap added. The trap is a rare trap. It drops in stacks of three in treasure chests, supply drops, supply llamas, or floor loot. So you're going to be able to find this, you know, pretty much anywhere in the game. It is going to be a rare item, but you'll be able to find it in many different types of ways. It can be placed on floors and walls, and provides a jump boost upward or in a direction. Okay. That's it, guys. That's all we get for the version 4.3 content update. We're pretty much all they did. Everything else is the same from the version 4.3 patch. This content update is just bringing us the trap here. It's been out now at the time of this recording for about an hour. I got to play some. I'm curious what you guys think. I've played some now. The Bouncer Trap, you know, I'm not quite as impressed as I thought I would be. It bounces you high up in the air, but not as high as I was thinking it was going to be. It's still really cool that you take no floor damage, no fall damage, so that'll be really good in type of situations, again, where you're really high up and you use that bounce pad and or bounce trap pad, and you can take no damage off of a mountain, or if you build like a sky fort, you get yourself in a bad situation up there, you need to get, the storm's closing in and it's not where you are, you can bounce yourself down and get down quickly without taking damage. So I guess that will be neat. That'll be one option for you. Again, I don't know how much that adds to the game, because we already had the jetpack before. You could use the jetpack and use that to right before you hit the ground so that you wouldn't take a fall damage. Or of course, if you just had the regular bounce pad, then you could use that and glide across not taking damage. But I guess this will be, if you don't have one of those, this is just one more item that you can use to bounce down somewhere and not take the fall damage. But you can also build this on walls. I haven't done this myself. You can build it on a wall and send yourself in a certain direction if you need to get in a certain direction a little bit faster. Again, this thing doesn't bounce you as high or as far as I thought it would, so I don't know how. I mean, it could be helpful if you need to get somewhere just a little bit quicker, I suppose. And I just now thought about it, I haven't done this yet or seen this done, but I guess you could, if you were hanging out on, say, around the edge of a mountain, you build up ramps towards around the edge of a mountain, or even if you're just building a big base, you could put that bouncer trap on a wall, and if you have somebody pursuing you and you're high up enough, you might be able to get elimination with it. When another person runs by it, maybe it would hit them and they would send them off the mountain or out of your sky fort and send them plummeting to their death. So maybe that's another application I just now thought about. Again, I haven't done that myself, but yeah, it's something to think about. Maybe I'll try to do something like that later today in my stream. Speaking of, I'm going to get on right now and stream actually for a little bit before I head out to work. And then later tonight, I'll probably be on sometime between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. I'll be getting on the stream on my Twitch, so make sure you go follow me there. That's Mike Daddy, MMMIKEDADDY. So yeah, follow me over there. And I actually still haven't gotten my Raise the Disco Ball dance done from last week's challenge, so I still need to get that done. So you know, I'll probably be on there playing some solos for a little bit. I've already talked to Novocaine that you know, I'll probably play with him some as well, and we'll try to get some stuff going. But if there's other people out there, you know, who are listening to the podcast or watching the stream that want to join in, that would be great. Maybe we could squad up, help me get that disco ball raised up for me so I can get that challenge done and out of the way. Yeah, so, you know, again, sometime between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m., again, that's Pacific time for where I am. You know, if you're on around that time, you know, just let me know, and I'll try to play a game with you. Also, you know, if you want to know exactly what time I'll be on, make sure you go follow me on Twitch so that you get a notification saying that I went live, so that you'll know that I'm playing the game. What else? Make sure you go follow me on Twitter. Make sure you're leaving those 5-star reviews and written reviews so I can read them out here on the show. What else do I want to get to? A tip of the day, of course. And I want to for turtling, actually. I want to tell you how to turtle for you players out there who don't know what turtling is. I'm going to tell you how to do it here. And this is when you have a more aggressive player coming at you. And especially if you are, you know, you could be at any level, really. If you're a newbie, you might find that people are being more aggressive towards you. And you find yourself that they're ramping over you and building up a lot faster than you. Or you could even be a more advanced player and you find yourself in a situation where you somehow made a mistake and your opponent, you know, built over you and they got the high ground on you. What you can do is drop down to the ground, you know, build four walls around you and a floor above you so that you're turtled in. You can use this situation to kind of reassess what you're doing while you're in there. Just remain calm. You know, you have the edit priority, so your opponent's not going to be able to just edit in and get you. So they would have to break down your walls to get you or shoot down your walls. So you have a moment in there. Like if you need more, if you happen to have shields on you or heals, and that's something you need to do, you can use that moment to heal up and get your shields on. Also, again, you can start reassessing what you're going to do in that situation. So if you're down there, you're below your opponent, you know you're turtled in, you know you're safe for the moment, but they might pop down. That would, if they do come down, you have the edit priority, so you can edit out real quick and then eliminate your opponent. Or the other thing you could do is start building some more floors above you once you edit out. That way your opponent thinks, you know, they'll have a harder time seeing exactly where you are, and then maybe you can you know, build around whatever the fort is and then start building up once you get out from under those floors so that you can get yourself in a better position. Again, when you're down there turtling, you know, got yourself in.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.